16. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very quick welcome in today. Terry Moores along with Lawrence Holmes. We're out and about today. We'll get to all that later because first we're going to visit with the brand new manager of your Chicago White Sox. Robin Ventura is on the line. Robin, congratulations, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
So how did this come about? Did you think that you would end up managing the big club this quickly?
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, you know, obviously I had taken a job in player development last year and was pretty content on doing that. I, you know, Ozzy was the manager and, you know, I figured Ozzy was probably there for another, you know, 8 to 10 years. So, you know, that really wasn't on the radar. I think getting back into the organization was something that would kind of lead down the road to, you know, maybe moving up into different positions. But, you know, initially it was never about being a manager.
When did Kenny first broach that subject with you?
Well, when the stuff was going down with Ozzy, you know, I'd heard the news, and I was surprised, too, when all of a sudden he's in Miami, and, you know, right after that, I got a phone call, and I was getting ready to do stuff with an instructional league. So it took me by surprise, I can tell you that.
What's your philosophy on winning baseball? How should the game be played?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you're going to hear all the cliches of we're going to play hard and things like that. But, you know, for me, it's guys wanting to come to the ballpark and play hard. I mean, I don't think there's any manager out there that can you can't force guys to play. But I think you can create an environment where guys want to come to the ballpark and they care about each other. You care about the guy next to you because everything you do matters to everybody in there. So, you know, for me, I have a lot of old school feelings about the way baseball's played and, you know, gone through the game and been under a lot of great managers and played with a lot of great players that you know, you kind of take things from over the years.
What do you think of the idea of advanced metrics and do you plan to use them as a manager?
Well, I think there's a way to use everything. I mean, obviously you can't put everything into one basket and that's going to work. You know, the game is advanced to a point where you get to use everything. And I think it's there for guys to use, for managers to use. And, you know, obviously there has to be some of that with, you know, looking at the game and watching the game and feeling the game.
Is there any particular manager of all the guys you played for, Robin, that you think you'll take the most from that you thought, yeah, that's the way if I was ever going to do it, I'd do it?
Oh, I would say, you know, there's a combination. I mean, I had a lot of great people. There was different facets of every guy that I played for that are positives that I like to take with me. And, you know, I think, you know, the ones that are actually probably still in the headlines would be Joe Torre and Bobby Valentine and Jim Tracy. You know, I think later in your career, you're able to see things differently. And I got to play for them later in my career and see things as a manager, but on how they affect the team.
What types of things about those guys, whether you want to go through the whole list or a couple of guys, do you want to take from it and use it on a daily basis? Is it a preparation thing from one guy or a way a guy uses his people skills to get the most out of players?
Yeah, I think as a manager, you know, there's a lot of people skills, communication, you know, and really being the voice there of what's expected. And that's, you know, something that was always there with all three of those guys is what's expected of you and the accountability of coming to the ballpark trying to win a baseball game that night and how you communicate that. Those guys were great at getting the most out of their team and putting guys in situations where they should be successful.
As you look ahead to spring training, which is still a few months away, Robin, what's the most daunting thing for you? You've been around some very good managers, you've taken a little bit from all of them. What's the most daunting thing? Is it the day-to-day media crap? Is it the fact that you're going to have to deal with guys like us, 25 personalities?
Yeah, Yeah, no, I mean, I enjoy the baseball part. I mean, obviously the media part will be a part of it, and that's something that was definitely discussed and gone over, and there were things that I'm probably better at than I'm not, but you know, again, that it's getting familiar with the guys that are in there. I am familiar with a lot of the major league guys, and was becoming familiar with the guys that were in the minor leagues. So, you know, I go in obviously knowing that this is a tremendous task, but I'm ready for it. I'm going to be prepared when I go in there.
Spending a few minutes with White Sox manager Robin Ventura here on the Boers and Bernstein show. What type of guys do you want to fill out your staff?
I want guys that can win. I mean, obviously, everybody, you can sit there and just say, hey, I want a guy that's going to win 25 games. But, you know, there's guys that compete, and I believe they're on that staff. We have guys that are on there. I mean, if it was up to me, obviously, I would, you know, like to keep everybody that's on there that competes, and that would be a Mark Burley and everybody else. But in taking the job, I didn't, you know, go into it saying I have to have these guys. You know, you have to buy the best players in the league, otherwise I'm not coming. I mean, obviously, to take the job, you have to be committed to the job and the organization the way it's going. I mean, it's about the job. It's not necessarily going in trying to make it easy.
When it comes to the coaches that you want to surround yourself with someone who doesn't have any managerial experience, it would seem like you would want to lean on guys that maybe do have some past experience. Are there guys that you're already thinking about to fill out the coaching positions that are available around you?
I am, and that's something obviously discussed with Kenny and Jerry. That, you know, I mean, it's easy just to say, just, you know, pick somebody that's been around forever. But, you know, again, sometimes it's good to go into a situation where guys are, you know, maybe not at the end of their career, but younger guys that you totally trust baseball-wise and, you know, personality-wise, that it's going to work, that you bring in guys that are committed and you totally trust, and that's something we're still going through.
How about that crusty old baseball guy to be your bench coach? Is that can we look forward to that, Robin? Like the guy that's been around forever? Because we were trying to figure out what's he going to do? Who's that guy that's going to sit next to him? That's a really very important role for a young manager to have. Some guy there, it's a baseball veteran who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and part of that is brought up, and there's part of it that it's. Sometimes it's good to have the energy of somebody else in there and somebody that you totally trust that you can bounce things off. Somebody's going to, you know, obviously if I'm thinking something that he's not, he's going to be able to tell me that. And I can trust that in a way that I'm going to take that he's being truthfully honest with me, on what I'm doing at the time. So there's a lot of factors that go into that, but, total trust is one of them.
Do you feel comfortable if there are some personnel issues that you're not quite liking to discuss it with Kenny? Do you feel comfortable having a disagreement with him on the way the team is being run? Because I know that that's a hard thing to do. You're talking about a guy that you've played with that hired you as the boss. But when it comes to making the meal, you know, he's buying you the groceries. Will you feel comfortable going to his office and saying, this is exactly what I need. I know this is what you're giving me, but we need different pieces.
Well, yeah, that's definitely going to be part of the job is to be able to communicate and work together and him hear what I have to say. And, you know, in talking to Kenny, I told him, I said, I'm not always agreeable on everything. I know people think I disagree on everything, but, you know, I have to be able to tell him what I'm thinking as a staff, what we're thinking. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean he has to go out and do it, but he's definitely going to hear, you know, what I'm feeling.
I think that's important because I think a lot of people kind of feel like Kenny got a guy that, you know, after all the years, the stuff that went on with Ozzie and all the stuff we all know about Robin, that people said, well, now Kenny's hired a guy that's just going to say yes to whatever he wants to say. You say not necessarily to that.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, obviously, you know, if you can work together and it works, you know, that's great, but that's not always the way baseball is. I mean, baseball just has a way to be cruel and bring you to your knees, and it's done that to me plenty of times. I understand the game is very hard, and it's not easy for a general manager to do what he does either. But in the end, it's about us trying to do the things that we need to do to win baseball games. Bottom line, that's it.
I heard you talking yesterday during the conference call of the idea of using video, and that the game has changed where it's so many advancements in the technology that guys between at bats can go down and they can look at their swings and all of those things. But you want to make sure that guys are using things the right way, and that there are things inside the game that they could actually pick up. How have you seen the game change, and how do you think you can relate to guys now and express to them that sometimes some of the old stuff actually still works in the game?
Yeah, I think there's getting a feel for the game. I mean, you know, when I first broke into the game, we were, you know, it wasn't even something to think of as VCRs. It was still on paper, all the scouting reports. So it goes from there to VCR and then the small little 8mm, and then now you have digital. So now it's like guys that come into the game at this stage, they're going to see every pitch they ever saw in their whole career on a computer. And, you know, sometimes that can overwhelm you and you get consumed by it. I mean, I just think there's still parts of the game that you can get and are beneficial from being on the bench and watching and talking. And I'm only going off of, you know, my last year of being around the game of guys that just want to sit and watch video the whole time, and I find it beneficial for them to be on the bench and watching the game and pulling for their teammates, and that's where that came from. I'm not commenting on anything that's with this team. It's just the way I feel about when I was playing.
You know, one of the things, Robin, what you see with managers, and Tony La Russa is famous for it, is that his whole day, his whole week depends on that night. It's that game, and then it's the next day's game, and so forth. And he's in okay mood, but then, well, talk to me after the game. And managers do take losses hard. You see a lot of guys that it gets to them. And I don't know if it got to you, how much it got to you as a player as compared to how much it's going to get to you as a manager, but I don't know if that's a good trait or a bad trait to take every loss so hard, because, you know, when you're playing baseball, you're going to lose some of those games.
Yeah, I mean, you realize, you know, you're going to lose quite a few games in a 162-game schedule. I think you take it hard because you care, and I would imagine Tony takes it hard because he cares. He cares about the guys that are on his team. He wants them to succeed, and it's hard. Even as a player, you go in, you watch a guy pitch a great game, and he ends up with a loss. I mean, those things affect everybody all the way down the line to life, you know, of guys that might not have a contract or playing for a contract. You know, those things become a factor in day-to-day grind of a 162-game schedule and what your team's doing. So to be aware of that, you know, he takes it very hard. And I don't, believe me, I don't like to lose. So it's not something that I'm just going to slough off a loss. Those are tough things.
Do you suspect that you'll spend the first year, or maybe the first couple of years, or maybe your entire career, I don't know, teaching the game? You know, and can you do that now inside of a season? You know, in spring training, I think some of those things are very easy to do, but when there are issues that come up during a season, guys taking bad routes to balls or not being able to lay a bunt down properly, is there enough time in today's game to actually teach the game during a season?
I think so. I mean, you're obviously not going to have to do that with everybody. You know, I don't think that we're going to spend a whole lot of time trying to teach Paul how to bunt. But, you know, there are things, especially if you have a younger team, that you will be able to have opportunities to teach and to make sure that they keep their craft at what they're doing and stay sharp at it.
Can you fix Adam Dunn?
What's that?
Can you fix Adam Dunn?
I think Adam Dunn is going to fix himself. I hope he's hunting right now. I mean, again, this game is cruel, and it can bring you to your knees, and it can drain you mentally. And I've been through, not to the extent he has, but I've been through it enough to realize where he's at, and what an off season can do, and I also realize what his past is and what his potential is, and that's really what I look for. Is I hope he comes back to his potential.
Do you think that he needs to change his off-season routine? Because he's been a guy that never really picked up a bat, doesn't really work out hard, and he ended up having the worst season of his career, maybe the worst season in Major League Baseball history. Do you go back and change some things with him in the off-season, or do you let him go with whatever his routine was?
I think at some point you talk, and as you get older, your off-season changes. I know – for me, the older I got, I would do different things. I would have to maybe, change it to an extent to, become stronger in one area that I wasn't in another. And, eventually you end up doing that. I think for him, he first needs to clear his head, and then, down the road we'll start looking at what everything else is.
How about as we get ready to let you go, we appreciate it, Robin. Commanding respect.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about a new manager, walking into that clubhouse and commanding respect. And I think it obviously helps you. We're a very good player and people know that. But, I mean, is that important to you? Is that what you want? I mean, I would think that anybody's going to do what you're going to have to do with this team and deal with all the personalities. And there's some crazies in the clubhouse. Is going to need a little bit. Maybe they don't have to love you, but they at least have to respect you.
Well, I think every manager at some point has to have that. I mean, I'm not one to just go in and start yelling at everybody that I'm going to demand respect. I think you first go in letting everybody know that, we're all going to be held accountable, and that's me too, of coming to the park. And, I think that is something that is earned. I'm not going to go in and start yelling at everybody and think they have to bow down. But, obviously you're going to go through situations where, you might have to say things that somebody's not comfortable with or very happy about. But in the end, this is about us winning games and doing it the right way that we have already described, from early on in spring training. So
you can do that. I mean, that's the thing people wonder, because you were such a guy that you wouldn't suspect you'll be able to do that. If somebody, you don't like something, you'll have no trouble going in and saying, hey, I don't like this.
Yes, I've done it before, and I think, when I respect the game too much not to be able to do that. And that's something that I don't have to do it publicly, but I can definitely do it to somebody.
Have you reached out to any of the guys on the team? You talked
no,
to them?
No, not yet. This all happened pretty quick. I think they, when we finally agreed, I think they were talking about doing it Tuesday, so it kind of happened pretty fast yesterday.
Well, good luck. Congratulations on the job. I know that a lot of people are rooting for you to do well in this thing, and we appreciate you giving us a few minutes to let the fans get to know you a bit and understand what you think is going to be a winning formula.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Robin. That's Robin Ventura, the brand-new White Sox manager. I say good luck. I hope he does well.